The exercise, dubbed First Time Voter Generation Campaign or X1G, targets youths who are reaching the age of 18 and intending to vote for the first time, as well as those who have not been able to vote in previous elections due to various reasons such as disputed citizenship. The drive is being led by the Election Resource Center, working with a consortium of youth organizations, which include the Student Christian Movement of Zimbabwe, Youth in Democracy Zimbabwe, and the Zimbabwe Young Women Network of Peace Builders. Nyaradzo Madzikura, a representative of the Student Christian Movement of Zimbabwe in Gweru, says the organization decided to participate in the campaign in order to encourage youths to desist from being used by parties as tools of political violence and for them to appreciate the importance of voting. Nyaradzo says, although targeted groups are responding positively to the campaign, a large number of youths are failing to register at the local offices of the Registrar General. However, a girl who identified herself only as Diana is one of those who have been able to register to vote for the first time.
The first day that I went to register at the registry office, they told me that they only register people after 3 and they register 2 people a day. So the following day that I went, they asked for my particulars. After I presented my proof of residence and my national identity card, during recording my details, the registry officer asked me why I decided to register as a voter at my age. I succeeded in registering, but then I found the whole process intimidating.
The Registrar General's office has often been accused by some Zimbabweans of conducting its business like an arm of President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. The Registrar General Tobaiwa Mdede was not immediately available for comment. The X1G promotion was launched in June this year following revelations that most youths were not on the country's voters' roll. A youth activist who asked not to be identified says although it may be true that youths face problems when they want to register as voters, some of them think that their votes are worthless in a nation that has been ruled with an iron fist by President Mugabe for more than 32 years.
Most of these young people, even those that are active politically, they don't understand the full importance of voting. In their respective political parties, they are more interested in their career growth for them as individuals. You know, what they know is that when they are linked to certain MPs and they help them in their projects, they also benefit in the process. Because maybe in a way they can also be given resource to carry out the projects that are being started by the politicians. Or maybe they can be promised how they can get into power. So I think this is what motivates them to be politically active. When it comes to voting now, most of them will not be active because to them voting is not a priority.
A Midland State University student who identified herself only as Portia believes that youths have an important role to play in Zimbabwe's democratization process and as a result, they must register as voters. Tawanda Chimini, director of the Electoral Resource Center, describes the X1G campaign as a big success.
I would judge the success of the project very highly. Because in between 33 and 40 constituencies where we piloted the project, numbers, the constituents, in terms of young people who came to us to then say they wanted to register, but they did not have the requisite documentation. We were recording up to, I would say, almost 1,000 to 1,500 per constituency of young people.
Chimini says he hopes that the country will soon have a new constitution which will pave the way for the establishment of independent institutions such as an electoral commission tasked with conducting the country's polls. The last elections were conducted by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which was allegedly under the direct control of the president's office and security forces. Critics further say the Registrar General's office has failed to weed out so-called ghosts or names of people who died long back but are still appearing on the voters' roll. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shaba.